Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Craven Moorhead.
Ew.
That was my gaming handle for a long time.
Handle. Did you say 5'10"?
So are we live on the air?
We're live.
Oh, God. I thought you were doing a marathon, huh?
That's right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode 10 of the fifth season. We call it 5-10. Give me that pipe.
Yeah.
My name is Terry Guile, and across the basement floor here is my co-host.
Datch.
Datch?
Sure.
You were sure?
Sure.
So, I don't know if you heard, we got Will in the basement with us. Hey, Will.
Yay.
Will Woodruff, thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I was
going
to say, the pipe, it turned it from 5'10 to 4'20.
Oh!
Off to a good start already.
Damn. Yay. And they found 55 pounds of cocaine floating in the Gulf of Mexico.
Is that it?
Yep.
That doesn't seem like that much cocaine considering it's the Gulf of Mexico.
How does 55 pounds float, though?
They had it in a submarine, and they got busted, and so they just bailed it.
Oh.
Fucking amateurs.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a drug smuggler in the hizzy.
Wow.
Well, actually, I had a great smuggling opportunity with my older brother.
Really?
Yeah, in Canada. Okay, so in Canada, blocks of cheese. Take a stab at a 2.2-pound block of cheese. Take a stab at the price.
$78.
Close. It's 38. 38 bucks.
I was
wow.
way
now,
over.
Now, do you know how much that costs in the United States for a thing of Tillamook cheese?
Like $10, $17 or something?
For 2.2, it's about...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking around the big...
There. Yeah, not the huge one.
I'm thinking the cock
big,
block.
The normal one, yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking of the 5-pounder.
Okay, $5.99, right?
Mm-hmm. Roughly.
Oh, you smuggled cheese.
So, you smuggled cheese into Canada, and he even has access to a smuggling submarine, so we were really going to do this just...
Wow.
Load the cheese, sell it for $17 a block, right? Corner the market. All on food stamps, mind you. That's how you subsidize this project.
That is awesome.
Excellent.
Right? Make
Excellent.
That money.
Yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Man, I wish I would have the last time that I was smuggling cheese, I had to use the old balloon method.
Right.
Oh. How much cheese can you fit in your ass?
No, it's just Limburger, honestly.
You just eat the whole wheel because it's encased in wax.
Wow. Speaking of cheese wheels, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now, for that lovely pizza. We're feeding our guests cold pizza.
Damn right.
That's right, because that's the way it's best.
I work at a pizza place.
You
I
do?
Eat pizza every day, and I will tell you, you never get tired of pizza.
Yeah.
I don't.
Pizza's good. He eats it like 3-4 times a week, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's pretend
if you're gonna
someone comes over and says, hey, you want to have some pizza? When would you consider going, nah?
It's like, I've heard people say nah.
Really?
What? I mean,
not me.
What?
I can't imagine it.
Those people don't exist.
Yeah, not in my world.
You're just trying to make good radio.
That's sir. Like sex.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I don't
well,
know. They're
pizza
just
in prison would be weird. Then.
Prison pizza. What's the hat? Is that like? Prison?
It depends on the type of pizza though, too. Because I'm not a big raw onion guy.
Well, let's pretend you had a choice on the pizza.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Where you're like, hey, let's get some pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Who says no to that? Because there were times, hey, you want to get some curry? I'd be like, you know, I think I'll just go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I think I'd get if they gave me my choice. Though, if you gave me my choice, I'd get something that you didn't like, because then I'd be able to eat the whole thing.
My friend Brian used garlic nonstop just to fuck with the people that he worked with, because he always just reeked of garlic.
Oh, yeah. You just sweat it out.
Yeah, and he would just, because he worked all day, just sweat all day, and everyone could smell this fucking garlic, and he did it every day just to be a dick.
Was
no
he
a
vegetarian or a vegan or anything?
No, just no. He was a dude. He was a dude. Like,
cool.
He ate animals just raw. He'd just grab them off the street and eat them. Like,
he just did it to annoy people?
Just to be a dick. He's like, garlic's really really good for you.
Yep.
And people at work fucking hate it.
And it keeps them away from him, yeah, too, probably, so he doesn't deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so also today's episode is brought to you by Fistable Bowling Equipment. You can get it into up to your wrist with Fistable Bowling Equipment. That's our third sponsor. Don't want to forget Complete Ag Resolutions. Mm-hmm. They keep us on the internet, actually. Thanks, Stan. I need you to fix my car, buddy.
Do you guys get bowling balls for free and shit?
Yeah, and they're fistable too.
Yep.
I can stump it. I can put my stump clean up in it.
Remember, you've used that line before.
Yeah, they work best.
Yes.
You know, when you go bowling, the one trick I learned from bowling is you don't want to eat your fries with your bowling hand.
Oh, yeah. I can.
Why?
Because then they just slip right out. Yeah. There's no getting it off after that, you know? Always use your opposite hand.
Okay.
Kind of like don't.
Wipe yeah.
With your. Okay. Because back in the old day, you used to eat with your right hand and wipe your ass with your left hand.
Unless you were left-handed, sir. Actually, there were no left-handed people. They would make you right-handed.
That was a
myth. They would kill you.
And
then if you got caught stealing, they would cut your right hand off.
So you had to wipe and eat with the same hand. Now, obviously, you have to do that either way, but it had to be your poop hand.
Yeah.
You made sure that it was your poop hand.
Built up poop for years.
Yeah, just years of poopiness.
I think they should bring that back. Just cut off a thief's hand and make him wipe his ass with the other one. No toilet paper for you.
I could, yeah.
Yeah. Toilet paper is the most expensive paper, isn't it? Why is it so much? It's just paper.
Because it's wonderful.
It's
not
paper.
Just paper. No, have you ever wiped your ass with a newspaper? That'll scar you for life, both physically and emotionally.
One time I wiped with a brown paper sack out of necessity.
And was it rough?
It was.
See,
it was like
okay.
It was almost like wiping with tree bark.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't you? Because trust me, we've all been there where you like you have to do an alternate wiping method.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan of the three ply either.
It's too cushy.
It's too good. It's like having a throne when you're just a normal street urchin like us.
I know.
Like,
yeah, it is. It's like, I don't deserve that luxury.
Yeah, exactly. This is too nice. It's like wiping your ass with gold. It's completely inappropriate.
I would wipe my ass with gold if I was rich enough.
Right?
Wow. You have a gold-plated newspaper, or newspaper. Yeah, I'd wipe my ass with gold-plated newspaper.
Wow, you're just fucking it up then at that point. You're just trying to make
yeah.
it. By the way, I don't know if you guys are talking about the news today, but did you read who's making a comeback? And no, it's not Chris Cross, because
one of them
obviously.
Died.
Yep.
But by the way,
Cross.
I think we had a... doing coke will make you croak, right? That's the song, right?
Okay.
We need to do that. It's
wow.
But anyway.
So who's coming back now?
And you got to get a ribbit in there from the frogs.
Oh, wow.
Ribbit.
All right, so here we go.
Breaking news.
Twinkies.
Oh, I heard
the real ones.
They're coming back.
Real deal. The real deal. Hostess restructured after going bankrupt and stuff. Because people think when you're bankrupt,
that was a publicity plug. Come on.
No. Well, either way, all I'm saying is this: they restructured, got their shit together, right?
Sure.
They're a leaner, meaner Hostess, but there will be Twinkies available for the same $3.99 price, available starting shortly.
Now, do you work for Twinkie?
I think it's within 3 weeks, is what I read.
Yeah. Which the good news
I'm hoping. They bring some Chocodiles back in the mix, man.
Some of them got sold off to different companies, some of their stuff, because they had to get enough money to start running again. But Chocodiles, right?
How do you know so much about
man,
this?
I was just upstairs interneting stuff because I was trying to come down, and then they're like, hey, you can't come down here yet. Boomer kicked me out of
man.
He kicked me out of where I live.
Damn it.
Now, granted, he lives in the basement, but, you know.
But
I'm surprised Andy isn't down here working out right now. That'd be hilarious.
We were going to lift some weights, but then I got such a workout carrying all of our gear in here. I said, fuck that shit.
I was going to say, and both of those 10-pound weights on there, probably a little much.
We got some on the bottom of our mic stands, too.
Andy tied. We got some nice shit out front, like the cafe tables, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And Andy chained, or was it like wired through 50-pound weights. So if you're going to steal our shit, you've got to earn our shit.
Right.
Yeah, down the street.
Now, is he a like a regular weightlifter all the time guy?
And he's a really healthy guy. But he's also, I don't know when he's going to go crazy, but when he does, it's going to be on the news. speaking of the devil, we were just talking about you, Andy.
Hi there. All right.
This is a fair statement. People think I just talk about them, but when you go crazy, is it fair to say that we'll see it on TV?
Only if you call.
Nah.
If Will sees it happening, he's going to call the news. Yeah, exactly.
I've seen Crazy Andy twice in my life, and both times I'm like, I'll be in the other room.
By the way, for you listeners who don't know what's going on, head of the household here, Andy Shands just walked in. Isn't he head of the household?
He owns the place.
He's the lord of the area, right?
He has the pigs. He can
now, I
the
used
pigs.
To brag about Andy, and I hate to do it in front of him, but back last year when we were just starting the podcast, I saw him do 30 impressions in 90 seconds.
That's his move.
Nice job, buddy. And then I saw him play like piano and sing songs and shit. And like, geez, all around guy. So if you ever get a chance to check out Andy Shands, check him out.
It's still Shands, by the way.
Is it Shands?
It's still Shands, and it's always been Shands.
Well,
he just stopped correcting people because
that's awesome.
It's one of those things where after a while, like the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
What is a Celtic?
It's a Celtic, isn't
it? It's a fucking Celtic, and it's always been a Celtic. But it got to the point where they just adopted the names. It's the Celtics,
right?
Andy Shands the same way.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's like you're the Celtics of comedy at this point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We have a joke about how Andy, because Andy's in a band, and like his rock star persona is Andy Shands, but his real life guy is Andy Shands, like Clark Kent and shit.
Right.
Like Andy Shands just does coke all the way up the stage until he gets to the middle of the stage.
Perfect.
And, Andy Shands is like the nice robe wearing weirdo that you see here.
Come down to lift some weights.
Yeah. By the way, lifting weights now would be really inappropriate, especially because you're in a robe, which makes it double weird. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What kind of a dick would shower right in the middle of the podcast?
Hey, we encourage showering during the podcast because we're trying to clean up our act a little bit.
And we're starting a shower cast.
That would be awesome. What
if interviews in the shower.
Wow. Well, you'd have to have waterproof microphones or something.
Yeah, you'd have to have.
That. You could totally do that.
Yep.
All right.
This is a great, you're on it right now.
I am,
I heard that Portland comedian Boomer is going to start a new podcast. Maybe that could be the shower podcast.
The Boomcast?
Yeah.
The shower boomer.
Yeah.
The shower cat.
Boomer in the shower.
Yeah. Do what?
The shower show.
Because that would
shower
be
show.
Boomer attempts clean comedy. That's what that would be. And
be awesome. You just tell the dirtiest jokes while scrubbing his nuts.
So I was getting my dick sucked.
That joke's funny. You don't even have to finish it.
Oh, yep. No. That's
So while we're talking about cocaine so much, we were a minute ago.
Well, cocaine and Twinkies, does it get better than that?
That's all you need. We do a little segment on our show sometimes called Crazy Floridians because there's a ton of stories in the news about them.
Do you
got something?
Well, no.
Why are they so crazy?
It's not
there?
Even that. Have you seen on Twitter there's Florida Man? Is that on the newspaper?
Man.
Yeah, Florida Man does this, and he's like the world's shittiest superhero. They just that's what they do. It's just like Florida Man does this, Florida Man does that, and it's like he's supposed to be a superhero, but really it's just some jackass.
And that's his name, Florida Man.
Well, that's what they call him. Yeah, because it just anything that happens to some random dude in Florida, they'll put the article up where it's Florida Man, because he's by a crocodile.
The article years ago, they had legislation go through Florida that would outlaw bestiality. Yeah,
Hang on.
Is that how you pronounce it?
No, that's hilarious.
That's
though.
How you spell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's spelled best. It's the best.
It did not.
It is.
So this law, this bill to outlaw bestiality.
Took them till 2011, huh?
Yeah. It didn't.
Still hasn't passed.
No. It didn't pass.
No. Nope.
Of course it didn't pass. What is this, Mississippi? It's Florida. That's crazy.
That's
right.
Why everybody retires from New York and goes to Florida so they can fuck
their
dog. I'm
going to spend all my money and fuck my cat. It'll be wonderful. Yeah.
Couldn't get enough pussy in New York, so.
All right, there it was.
So here's the superhero, once again in the news, this time in Fort Pierce, a Florida man.
See?
Who was arrested with drugs allegedly hidden between his toes in the airport.
Wow.
He said the drugs were not his.
Someone else put the drugs between my toes.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. And they asked if he had any weapons or drugs. He said, no, but I have some coke in my toes, but it's not mine.
I can explain it.
I can't explain how someone could be so weird.
Gatch, stop time. I have to hear your explanation.
All right. Say your roommate is hiding his coke in your sock drawer in your socks, right?
Hey.
And then you're wearing your socks.
Let him finish.
And you get like that, it would start sweating and you'd get that cocaine, like toe jammy kind of stuff in your toes.
Gatch, have you ever smuggled coke before? Let me try this again. Have you ever tried smuggling a rock in one of your socks before? Not even a full baggie of coke, but just a rock.
This was all powder, they said.
Wait, just straight powder, not even in baggies?
It doesn't say it was in a baggie.
Wow.
He said...
See, somebody was gonna
They did... It was a bag.
Maybe it was just residue from somebody, like, licking it off
his toes.
Well,
of course, because it's incredibly uncomfortable to have coke in your shoes, because it moves all over the place. You can't...
How do you know?
from what I've heard on the internet.
It might be like a Dr. Scholl's thing, though, if you spread it out, like, in the whole bag.
Dr. Coke's numbing shoes.
Or, like,
yeah, awesome.
It'd be like gold it's just like walking powder. On sand.
Exactly.
So I feel just, like my feet don't even feel it anything. It's
I feel
crazy.
Like I'm walking on air. Can I get some more of that foot spray?
Sure can. It'll be $1,000 a...
Watch as all your friends can't wait to smell your shoes.
Yeah. Oh, smell my stinky feet.
Oh, your feet smell wonderful.
That's my...
Let's go rob a bank.
My godson likes to say that. Smell my stinky feet. Why?
Uh-oh, did he hang out with... Never mind.
Yeah, he's only three.
I was about to name drop and I'm not going
That's
to.
Okay. Do you know someone who likes stinky feet?
No. You haven't heard this story? Have you ever had Amanda Arnold on your podcast?
No.
This is all we ever talk.
We almost
here.
Went on Anarchy. I want to go on Anarchy Radio.
You should get her because she has this. Is, long story short, there's a guy. We'll call him. I don't know. We'll call him Alex.
Okay. Hey, Alex. Okay.
Let's say that this guy really, really, really likes stinky feet.
Uh-huh.
And he was working at Harvey's.
Uh huh.
And, Amanda was over there, and Amanda was in her flat shoes. They're really terrible shoes, by the way. I know. Anyway, because no support. I don't understand how you can wear that. Like, I mean, if you get chased by zombies, you're fucking dunces.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she, he asked if he could smell her feet, and then she was like, "No, my feet are gross and stinky." He's like, "I know." And this guy,
I thought
for real. And trust me when I say you know this guy. That's the best part.
And his real name is Alex.
I'm not going to tell you what his real name is. But
come
we're
on.
Call
you
him.
Told me his name is Alex, and I know him. I know he loves stinky feet.
You know, brother, if you go on eBay, there's a market for single shoes.
There's
they like. I think people buy
the
shoes.
Oh, we had a guest on the podcast that actually does that.
Yeah, I think they get the one shoe, and then
you got to take a picture
go
of
to
it.
The eBay. Where they you had like the 10 pitchers or their whatever, and then they have the
so
shoe
they say
from the pitchers, and they're all
smell is the strongest sense tied to memory. So people smell it once and then realize how much a piece of shit they are. but that'll last a long time though, because you're like, God, and all that shame, you can masturbate to that amount of shame easily.
Yeah, well, you know, one man's I don't know. Pussy smell is another man's stinky foot.
One of my friends, her ex-boyfriend.
That is true.
Her ex-boyfriend used to, she would sleep with her feet together, and he would fuck the hole in between the feet.
While she was sleeping?
While she was asleep, she'd wake up to him just dicking away on her feet. Like,
so
I've seen some
foot fucking
on if
there's people into
on
stinky
porn.
Feet, that means there's people into stinky vaginas.
There's people into everything. There's people
I know,
into
but
dead
this is,
animals.
I know that. Well,
in
there's
Florida,
people into
yeah, exactly.
dead baby animals
yeah.
that are on the road.
There's...
Jeffrey,
but
Dahmer.
I never really thought about there might be possibly somebody that is into foul-smelling vagina.
Which, at that point, because then you hook up with a nasty chick and like, what does he see in her? It's like, oh, I know what he sees in her. It's not
yeah.
what he sees, it's what he smells. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
I like
yeah.
that.
Or when he turns down that chick when he goes, you just take too good care of yourself.
You cleaned it? You cleaned your hoof?
You've ruined it.
Yeah.
That's like changing the charcoal in your barbecue, man.
Yeah.
You don't change the ashes. That gives it that smell and that taste, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just let it pile up for a while and put some water in there.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I
let
tell
her,
too. Let
all the food grits just hang out
exactly.
down in
there. That's called seasoning. It's not stink, it's seasoning. It's
true, but unfortunately, if you talk a girl into just letting it stew up in there, she'll get chlamydia soon, and then you'll probably have it, too, so... Did you guys know that that's
so?
What
yeah,
happened?
Hostess yeah. Twinkies, huh?
Yeah, chlamydia, Phil. Yeah. Okay, let's get into some real shit. So we got a guest. His name is Will. He's been talking with us. He's been doing comedy for 10, 20 years now. No, just kidding. about 6 years?
Eight?
Really?
Too long. Too
okay.
Fucking long.
First question is a double question. Why and where was the first time you ever did stand up? Why did you do stand up in the first place? Just because.
My friends pressured me into doing
it. Really? You were pressured into it?
Yeah.
Peer pressure.
Seriously, I got peer pressured and they fucked my life up and that's why they're not my friends anymore.
Oh. And they don't come to your shows now, do they?
And of course not. Hey, I need you guys to support me. How much is the cover? $3.
I don't know. They start sucking.
That's a lot of money, man. I could almost buy a beer with that.
I don't know, because I'm going to need that for the other disappointments in my life I need.
Exactly. I don't want to laugh.
Yeah.
Like that.
Last thing I'd want to do is have a good time.
And so what is an open mic that you first did it at?
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody, mm-hmm. of course. And where was that in Salem?
Harvey's.
Oh, really?
I had to drive a 2-hour commute to go to do 3 minutes of sheer disappointment when I started.
Awesome.
And it was Harvey's.
I've done that, but never on my first night.
I would go to Harvey's, and because we went and saw the show, and then there was the open mic. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do the open mic. We're going to see how it goes. And it was really bad. But before that, I had kind of – that was my first – like I had put together like a couple jokes that I wanted to tell at – because I went to Vancouver, BC, where I actually technically started. But I didn't really have anything up there. I was just like, so about that airplane food, huh? You guys like cats? Me neither, huh? Okay. Oh, you're all way too high to understand what's going on? All right, because Vancouver, BC, that's – all they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you think Portland, like they're high all the time. Like
it's,
literally.
It's like being in the cannabis cafe. Yeah,
exactly.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. And here's the deal is that, this actually happened. Someone left a box of weed on the lady we were staying with on
a
her
box?
Doorstep. Just a box of weed. And she calls the cops, right? Cause she's a mom.
Right.
Right? And,
does weed
the cops
come in boxes?
Show up. I know, right? Well, the cops show up like way the fuck
Whitman
later.
A sampler.
Let's see. We've
little
got some,
nugs.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. We've got
and so
some,
she calls the cops.
She calls the cops. The cops show up like 7 hours later. And then they're like, what the fuck do you want us to do with it? Go smoke it. Like they didn't word it like that, but that's really what they said. Like,
right,
we're not going to do anything. What are you doing? Just take it and sell it or smoke it or whatever you want
to
do with it.
Yeah, give it to somebody who's going to use it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And she's just like, okay, cops, I'm going to take this giant box of weed, and I'm just going to put it in my house now, and I'll see you guys later.
And like, that yeah, was don't that. Call us.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. What if you found a big, giant box of tobacco leaves on your front door? What would you do?
Well, it's still not technically legal up there.
Right.
It's yeah. like Portland, where it's like, okay, we're going to – it's against the law, right? But like
– it's tolerated.
Yeah, it's very much tolerated. But still, to have them just be like, fucking get rid of it.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I really started up in Vancouver because my older brother invited me to come up, and he's like, I think you'd be a good comedian. Because we used to do a radio show before they called it a podcast, which I hate that term, by the way. Why do they call it that?
I don't know, but nobody knows. A lot of people don't know what it is. Like,
it's a radio show. It's an internet radio show.
That's what I call it. To explain to them what it is, that's what I have to call it. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever heard of Bob and Tom or Howard Stern? And they're like, oh, yeah, I love that. And I go, it's basically
it's
that.
The same thing.
Yeah, we
it's
just
the
talk,
same thing,
we just,
except... You're not syndicated by
exactly,
a bunch of shitty radio
exactly.
stations.
Exactly. But yeah, I don't know where podcast came from.
I'll tell you, I read up one where it came from, but I
they
think
they tried
it's
to
stupid.
Like outlaw people calling it that for a short period of time. Like,
yeah, Apple.
Yeah, they like, mm-hmm. you can't call it a podcast.
The reason was is because it was specifically a thing created for the iPod, so you could listen to it on your iPod. It
yep.
was a broadcast, became a podcast.
Ah.
But let's be completely honest, that's fucking stupid.
Yes.
I hate Apple. It's a radio show. I'll tell you why it's a radio show, because of the giant fucking mixing board. But we used to do a radio show back in the day, and I know there's no radio waves involved, so it's not really radio.
Right.
But the
it's a fiber optic
consensus
show.
Term.
I'm waving.
Yeah, the consensus term for it is radio, so that's
right.
what
sure.
it is, a fucking radio show. And so I hate when people – I don't hate it.
I'm not very big, and we even have it in our show title. I'm not very big on the term myself
right.
anymore.
But like they say,
I like to go comedy show.
Whenever I tell someone that we do a podcast, they're like, oh, where can I watch it?
Mm-hmm.
And here's another funny thing.
You should say
yeah,
HBO. Just say you have to subscribe to HBO. It's a pay-per-view.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No,
yeah.
Check this story out.
$59.95.
So Seth Milstein's done that thing at the Oak Street Speakeasy for years, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear that story?
Okay. No, but I love Seth. So
he did a live podcast of his newer podcast called One to Whatever with Josh
right.
Finch was his guest, and they did it live after the comedy show on stage. So they get done where they just talked for 45 minutes about some movie and then a bunch of bullshit that they meandered onto. They get done, and the owner lady comes over and says, what the fuck was that? And he's like, that was the podcast. And she's like, I thought you were going to podcast the comedy show. This is a chick. And he's like, no, we had the comedy show and then we did the podcast. And she's like, that was not a podcast. She goes, I know what a podcast is. I watch them all the time on Comedy Central.
Like, actually, you don't watch them.
No,
all
that's
the
what
time.
He said. That's exactly what he said. He goes, actually, you don't. And then, like, I heard that story, and the next 2 weeks later, I said, so you got your show at the end of the thing? He's like, we're not doing that there anymore.
You think?
Yeah, I think that
they've
probably had something to do
with
it.
That bitch forever.
Yeah,
too,
and she ousted Chris and all that shit because of something on fucking Craigslist. Somebody did a hate mail on Craigslist about Chris Castles and the joke that he did. And
oh,
they,
my God.
They called out the speakeasy and all this shit, and I was so offended. And then she
oh,
was
my
like,
God. Someone put something on Craigslist.
Yeah,
well, that's
so,
it.
I
so
hear
she
that's
said,
a big place to go for some drama.
So she said, I don't want him performing here anymore.
It's not even a Yelp review. It's fucking Craigslist.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Like, you could just right now, everyone in this room could and should just go, the speakeasy is for only homosexuals, and
yeah.
then go put it on there. And then they would think, because there's a speakeasy, and say, Salem and it's a gay bar. And be like, this is this. If you speak easy means it's a gay bar. And the owner is openly homosexual. And then all this other
Everybody was going to the gay bars in the 20s.
Yeah, I know, right? That's cracked me up. But anyway, just to fuck with her reputation. Because it's like, it's obviously she'd get new clientele, which is wonderful, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it'd be like, well, that's not what I'm about. Well, gee, it's fucking Craigslist where we just spread lies
right there.
and no one had any control over it because it's fucking Craigslist.
And she's nice enough in kind of a fake way.
Yeah, professionally nice.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. I've been doing work with her, like with bands, since 2006 was the first time one of my bands played when she owned that place. Done comedy there probably 3 or 4 times. I've spun my leg around during my act. So the last time I did comedy there, I'm coming up the stairs, which are kind of sideways. Drunk,
yeah, and those,
they're drunk stairs.
I don't see how drunk people can get up those fucking stairs.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm coming up and I'm gimping my way up, and she's like, "Oh no, what'd you do to your leg? Did you hurt your ankle?" And I was like,
"I don't have an ankle."
I was like, "Check
bitch.
This out," and I flipped it around, and she's like, "Oh my gosh!" I go, "So you've never watched my comedy act at your place that I do at your thing?" And I've joked about it with my she's like, "I never knew." It's like, "Oh, okay, what was your name again?" No, she's hot. She's got really good tits.
Great.
But
you know what? That doth not. And the deal that she gives Seth. Seth is a great comedian. He's a great promoter. Seth is he's pretty much the man.
Did you hear he get to open for Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, look, I have nothing but love for Seth.
Yeah.
But that place is not, he can find a better
venue.
No.
I think he's moving it over to Lucky's because he just had Ian down on a Wednesday at Lucky's, and I think they might start doing it there. So
We did an impromptu show over at Lucky's when I was in town. I was doing Diablos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just walking and like, someone gets a text as we're hanging out.
Right.
You guys want to just do an impromptu show at Lucky's? And I was like, are you serious? And I guess the bartender's roommates with Chris Castles or Mac, one of those guys. Anyway.
Yeah.
And so we go over there. They're like just completely impromptu. When we do the show, really good show except for one fucking dick. The two guys would not stop playing pool. Everyone else put the
so
thing
it's
away.
Like crack.
Yeah, but you'd hear the crack, and so I'd be calling. I'd be like, "No, you need to aim for the 13. You're going for the. You're fucking this. You're never going to sink that. And you miss this shot." I'm like, "Told you."
And then he's probably all pissed.
Yeah, he thought it was funny, but at the same time, it was like, you know, if you weren't playing pool right now, you wouldn't have me heckling you instead of vice versa.
Exactly.
But it was fun. It was, but.
I've never done a lucky show.
What if somebody's playing pool, but it's like well timed?
Like, doing it right, like you tell a joke, punchline, everyone claps. You hear the crack in the background, like right.
Yeah, like right after the punchline, you hear the crack,
and then everyone goes crazy. That'd be awesome. Actually,
yeah.
But
that only in a perfect world, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Pool and
you would need to. You would probably. It would have to be a comedy duo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that'd be fucking hilarious too.
Yeah.
But I have a show where the punchline crack. Punchline crack, punchline crack. That'd be really funny, actually.
Like, nobody steal his idea.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, are they playing pool right as the punchline hits? Yeah. And then tell a joke where the punchline sucks, and then they almost crack with the like miscue. You hear them scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of stick sound. Like, rips the felt off the thing.
Yeah. Sorry, what I meant to say was chicken, not turkey, my bad.
Okay, here's my next question. I noticed that you do a little bit of road work out towards Montana, Idaho, and shit like that. Do you enjoy
Texas,
have you been that far? Is that the farthest you've been?
Texas is the farthest east I've been.
And how do you enjoy the road work?
Sort of. I do not enjoy the driving.
Yeah.
I did a triple run a couple weeks ago. Where he has a fucking 2-night run. One is Idaho Falls, which, by the way, is the hardest room in the entire world.
Awesome.
Followed immediately by Billings, Montana. And don't get me wrong, Dave Tribble does do good things. If you work for him and you do all the stuff, you'll learn how to do 30. You improve on your road work. It's local because you could have to go to fucking Connecticut and shit. And so that's great. But at the same time, you don't make money.
I lost money, gas money, barely.
I did 2 nights. I lost money on the run. Now, if it was 5 nights, then you're going to spend about $300 to make, on the rest of it, which is great.
Yeah.
But, fuck me, man.
Because I contacted him before, and it was before I really had all of my shit together that I wanted to be together. And I just asked him the basics, and he said, "Sure, when you get your stuff together, send me a email and a little package." But I haven't yet, so I was curious if is that something that you would recommend. Like, I want to do as
for
much
you,
comedy.
Terry, yes.
I want to do as much comedy as I can, and I have the opportunity.
It helps you grow a lot.
Yeah,
Also, independently book your own shit. That's the best way.
Well, that's what I've been doing, you know. But
I've never different cities too.
Right, right. I've never approached any of the comedy clubs or anything because I don't think that they give you the time of the day if you don't have like a little bit of a reputation.
Go to the mic, and like if, it depends on which club you want to get into because Harvey's is nearly impossible now. It's
right.
Like word of mouth, or you have to hit the week that he decides to do the open mic on like a Friday and tells everyone, "Hey, come out on Sunday."
Right, because they're not doing it regularly right now, are they? Mm-mm. No.
And so. To answer that question, as far as it goes, Tribble's good, especially for someone like you who's more of a club, kind of a little dirtier, right. A little more grown-up comic. And so you'll get to a lot of those kind of bar venues.
Right.
Also, you can independently book that shit, though. And that's something that when I worked with Joe Fonda.
Do you do that, though? Remember.
Yeah.
You just send him an email?
Yeah, it'll depend on where I want to go. Like, for instance, we set up a little mini baby tour through the Willamette Valley with me, Boomer, and Brian Blank.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was basically just – you just send out phone calls and emails, and you're just like, hey, I need this and this and this. The hardest part is getting people to cough money up.
Yeah.
That's
– yeah.
But at the same time, I understand why.
And a lot of them don't want to charge at the door because it's already a free bar, you know, so you got to – I know how that is. Being in bands and stuff, it's kind of the same, but not exactly.
It's exactly the same. Well, it's not exactly the same, but it's very close.
Yeah.
Same kind of business. You're hustling people for money. You're trying to put on a great performance.
Right.
And then you're
entertainment.
Yeah.
It's all the same shit, but it is a little different for music, though, because there's other stuff, other things.
Now, have you done casino gigs at all? And those have to be pretty clean, right? Fairly clean.
Yeah, especially local ones. The ones that you work locally is
like the Mill.
Well, the Mill, what's his name, has that?
Tom.
Tom Howard.
Yeah, and I've talked to him a couple times, and he came out a couple times and said, I came to watch you. I'm thinking about, you know.
Tom Howard makes me very, very, very angry.
I feel uncomfortable around him. And
there's a reason for that. Look, part of me wants to really like Tom because I've opened for him a couple times, but here's the deal. I've asked him to do his rooms for the last 2 or 3 years. I've been like, hey, now, we headlined the show after show, he would either follow me as the headliner or I would follow him as the headliner for shows all over the Northwest.
Right.
And he's like, I just don't know if you're a competent feature. I'm like, I was headlining the same shows that you're headlining.
Yeah.
So if you can feel confident featuring yourself, then you'll probably be okay with me. It made me mad because I did that fucking rigged, lame-ass comedy competition down – excuse me. That really fun comedy competition
Eugene?
Down – oh, fucking goddamn.
I was in that.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I lost.
They tried to assure me, oh, you were within like 4 votes. I was like, I don't want to hear that.
Todd Armstrong and I should have won that competition, should have been 1-2. And Todd might have been better than me, but it's really, really close between Todd and I. And Todd's really fucking
good. Do you personally know that guy, Dan Paul?
I don't. I don't like him.
He won there one couple years ago, Brick Wall competition that there was a lot of controversy about through the local Eugene comics who were in it and thought that they had a chance, and then there wasn't a thing, and then it, I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I don't really like Dan Paul. His attitude sucked. He definitely seemed very fake. Here's how you can tell, by the way. This is why I changed my name to Brain Surgeon Will Woodruff.
I was going to add that too, so cool.
Here's why. Do you know, they say, people always ask, how do you know when you're a comedian? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know the answer to when you're not a comedian is when you put the word comedian on your Facebook name.
I've seen that.
That's when you're not a comedian because that's fucking horse shit. Yeah. Like really? So it's like, well, I'm a brain surgeon then. Well, you're not a brain surgeon. What do you mean? I could carve up someone's brain.
Yeah.
I would have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
Not good
and it would
at
be
it.
Really bad and I would have no proficiency, but I would be able to do that.
Exactly.
So it's the same thing. It's like, look, if you think you're a comedian, great. But in my opinion, you're not a comedian. In my opinion, you're not a comedian until you thought about killing yourself in Idaho. And Montana and Texas.
South Dakota.
And South Dakota, yeah. Then, in my opinion, you're a comedian, but not until then.
Right.
And I mean, everyone teach their own. I mean, if some people, I'm a road guy, I like to do road stuff, but at the same time, if you make all your stuff in town and all your work is in town, good for you. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you will be very Portland-centric. You will be very so. Anyway, Burnside, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
So try telling jokes in another state. So, nobody's gonna get your.
You're
shit.
You're in Montana. All right. So I was over on 82nd getting my dick sucked. Right. Like, people are like, "What the fuck
are
you talking about?"
Yeah. I always got good laughs when I was joking about plastics at the plastic factory.
Yeah, for sure.
But I didn't think it would really travel well.
No.
You know, when you're talking about. Z bars and kick out blocks, you know, it probably.
The plastic factory is fine as long as you can put it in a context that people will understand if you put it
in. Well, that's the exact thing. Yeah, you know, you use the terminology.
Because he's used to all the people around him knowing exactly what he's talking about.
Millersburg, huh?
These guys, these seven people I work with think I'm really funny when I joke about all these plastic terms.
How did he know the plastic factory was in Millersburg? How did you know that?
I'm from Oregon.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I forgot.
My buddies work at Teledyne.
Okay.
Or Watching. Where Watching. Are they going now? Yeah.
You do a lot of traveling. Have you ever ran into a ghost in your travels?
My mom's ask house. If you ever owned a horse?
You ever owned a horse? You ever kill a man in Reno? I've run into some...
Just to watch him die.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, on my phone, I have the ghost radar application.
Okay, well, we've been talking about this for the last couple weeks on the show.
Is there any ghosts in here?
Not really. Only when Amanda's around.
Ooh.
No, she's haunted. Amanda is haunted. The rest of the house is all right. Amanda's haunted.
A person can be haunted.
Yeah, she's got ghosts all around her. I swear to God. I was sitting in there with the ghost application, just sitting there chilling. No ghosts came up on the radar until Amanda came over and started talking to me, and then they were fucking all over the place. And I swear to God, there was no anything until...
Maybe it's accidentally triggered by a foot smell. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. This is the, you know, when you told me that Alex, or whatever his name is, went up to her and said, "Can I smell your feet?" I thought for sure he was going to say, "It must be your pussy," when she said no, because that's the old joke, you know.
Right. Well, that one usually works, but he was just totally serious. He's like, "I want love on your feet. I want to be your foot guy."
I'll lick him.
And I don't like to out people, so I fucked up there. I shouldn't have said anything, but at the same time, it's just such a funny story because it's kind of harmless. It's just your feet. It's not like he's fucking or anything.
Yeah.
So at the same time, to each their own. I've always been to each their own. That's man. If you if the squirrel costume fits, fucking that's all you.
Be a furry,
right? But
or whatever you call it.
Yeah, it's fur, not furry.
Okay,
sir.
Sorry, I didn't want to be living up to my German name. I'm a furrer. I'm a Führer.
That would have been hilarious if Hitler was a furry and they, you would call me a furrer. Oh.
I wonder what he would dress up as, like a bunny.
That's a 5-minute video right there.
Oh.
Da Führer.
So that's, wow. This got weird.
It
real
did.
Quick.
Okay, let's keep on with the question so we don't get too weird. This is probably a tough question because 8 years is a long time, but if you had to choose just one, what would be like your favorite gig and why would it be your favorite? Like, favorite stand, like, you had the best time, or freaking, I don't know. You got to share the stage with one of your idols.
First time I emceed at Harvey's.
Yeah, and you did a full weekend or something like that?
Yeah, because it just so, you're like, I'm in the big leagues now.
Yeah.
Where's your appointment to the clubhouse, gentlemen?
I'm working at a comedy club.
And so, yeah, that was a pretty good feeling. I would say that. The first time I did like a casino gig and actually got paid a little bit and stuff like that. That's fun. But there's a lot of things. It's funny because it's not like everything is a high point, but it's like, these are all fun. Like, I like going out and finding work. I like, a lot of the life, like where you, I'm going to go to this open mic. I'm going to do this. Then I got this coming and then this. Cause I was never like that. I never had a calendar before I started comedy. Cause
who cared what day
a calendar? Went. Yeah. Okay. I got to be work on Sunday. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
But now, I got this and this and this coming up, and these are coming up. I got to make sure I don't forget this and yada yada. Like, I know when my next show is, which, by the way, will be on Wednesday at Malone's Ale House on 185th and Walker.
All right. That's here in Portland?
At 9 o'clock p.m.
Is that a suburb like Gresham or something?
Beaverton, really.
Beaverton, okay.
This is coming out on next Monday, though.
Oh, yeah. So that gig will be over.
I will have performed at Malone's.
You got anything
Ale
else, though, coming up in the later in the month? Or
let's see here. Next month I got the 501... down in Salem.
Oh, in Salem. Okay, cool.
Yeah, James.
I got to hit that open mic soon. I haven't been there
yet. Is that all jeans jokes, 501?
The 501 comedy spot.
I was wondering where I'd heard 501 before, and now it all makes sense.
Yeah, you should just go up there with a set of Levi's only jokes. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, the comedy can be very blue, right?
I heard button flies aren't going to go over very well over here.
Hi-oh.
Ladies.
Okay. Man, I couldn't come up with 10 minutes of jean jokes.
Right.
Maybe we could
jorts.
Jorts?
Let's
skorts.
Really?
Jorts.
And look, there's the 90s right in front of you, right
coming
there.
Coming right back. All right. Okay. How much did your life change after you moved out of your mom's basement?
Not much.
Okay.
I'm currently in a basement doing a podcast.
Well, I see that, but you're in a bigger town.
Yeah, I'm in a bigger town.
You're not in Dallas anymore.
I'm still poor.
Okay.
I still work in Dallas too, so it's not like
what?
Yep.
You're back at Domino's in Dallas?
Where else am I supposed to work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Domino's in Portland somewhere?
Yes, but Domino's in Dallas will allow me to deliver pizzas even though I don't have a license.
Oh, wow. Any police officers from Dallas, you can catch them at the corner of Hader and Brown, right?
Is that where it is? Brown and Hader, okay, yes. Brown and Hader. That's so funny. Actually, on that joke, they're actually parallel.
Okay, cool.
But they're right next to each
Dallas
other.
Dallas was the first place I ever saw a motorized bicycle.
Back in 1944.
No, this is in 2005 or something. We come out of the little mini market.
Oh,
there.
you don't mean a bike. You
a
mean
bicycle.
Like a 10 speed.
Okay. And so this guy comes out, total tweaker dude. He's got long, I don't know, he just was a tweaker.
Yeah, obviously.
And he hops on his bike and he pedals a couple times and all of a sudden it's like, man, scared the fuck out of me, dude. I about jumped out of my skin. And I was like, what? He's pedaling, but he's got a motor too. So, but he's rearing to go. He had a lot of energy. I could tell by the look on his face, at the saucers in his eyeballs. I could tell he's chewing his lip a little bit.
You should just pedal, tweaker, save pedal electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
I think my friend had one of those bikes. He'd ride it to work, and he would always get busted because the cops would stop him because they'd say you're not wearing a helmet, but it was only a bicycle, and so. Technically, you know, so right. He didn't have to wear a helmet.
And then a motorbicycle.
Yeah. And
that's
so
funny.
They'd always go back and forth.
You had to wear a helmet even if you're on a bicycle.
I don't know.
Not if you're an adult, I don't think.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Grown Up.
Yeah. I don't wear helmets because I'm an adult.
Not if you're an adult, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, your
head should crack
only
just
if
fine.
You're retarded.
Yeah, your brain's already on the way down once you're an adult.
There was a kid that we grew up with that was, this is what we called him back then. I'll call him that now. He was retarded and he had to wear a helmet.
Right.
Yeah, and
that's adorable.
He talked
My
like
name
this.
Is Simon.
His name was Mike Tucker.
I thought you were going to say Tyson. I'm like, that's hilarious.
He got framed for raping an old lady, but he couldn't even fucking fuck a football, probably.
Oh,
like,
man.
You'd have to fit that in the needle hole. There's no way that's going to work.
He apparently broke into a window and, like, had his way with some 60-year-old woman when he was, like, 18, and he couldn't even, like, barely ride a bike. I don't know.
If she didn't want to be raped, why was she wearing that nightgown?
Jesus Christ. If she didn't want to get raped, why wasn't she faster than
him? What does Jesus Christ have to do with this anyway? We're not talking about fairy tales, Will.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
Do you like Aesop?
Yeah, I like fables. I downloaded it into my Kindle for free.
Mother Goose or Aesop?
Dude, have you ever read Aesop fables? There's so many in there that are, like, just retarded and stupid.
Right.
Not, like, retarded like that lady that got raped, but, like...
No, raped by the retard.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Get your shit together.
I know.
Terry.
There's a lot
I'm
of
making
them.
Up shit, and you're
There's
paying attention.
So many of them, though. I mean... You know, they're really short stories, aren't they, most of them?
Yeah, they're pretty short.
Like, they could be
that's
just...
what she said.
They could just be one phrase, really.
Yeah.
Don't hit girls.
Yeah.
All right.
Or what's the one
Next,
where the
don't
guy...
Don't eat your cat.
Where the dog sees his reflection in the water with a bone, and he's so greedy that he tries to get the other one, and he doesn't have any.
Don't drop the bone you got for the one you see in the water.
Well, the moral of the story is, if you have a bone in your mouth, don't open it.
Ladies.
Yeah.
By the way, that particular... people could actually learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's... Yeah, well, that's the one... That's why that one sticks with me,
Don't
I think.
Hit the buffet if you've got a full plate. That's a
wow,
real...
Wow, so many
quote.
Ways to put it, too.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was the one where the animal was on the back.
What?
Gave him a ride. The alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Or the fox.
One of
the alligator
animals.
And the rabbit.
I think you got your animals mixed up.
How high is Gatch right now? Jesus Christ. Have you just been constantly smoking the whole fucking time?
No, he's been smoking
since last year.
Grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's smoked constantly since we did our first podcast in May of 2012.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
so,
you show
pretty
off.
Much.
Yep.
Yeah, so how do you break down a season, by the way? How is it season 5? You guys are
this
like
guy.
Us.
I don't know. He
13 weeks, which three episodes a week.
I think he based it up
equals 42.
That's not correct though. It was 39, and then somehow we had a bonus episode when we did that live thing at the Dixie with Chris Castles, and now it's up to 42.
No, because 3 times 13 was 39, and then we said, well, why don't we do an extra episode, and then we had the 00 episode, so that was 41, so you might as well do it 42,
because
you'll
record
do
them,
3 a week.
And then every once in a while, I try to add them up, and I think we're at like 170 right now, but it says 507, so it makes us look way cooler.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to catch the Big and Loud podcast, but we never will, because we both do 3 days a week, so...
Well, they're not. They don't run. Both of those guys, they're not going to outrun you. So you could definitely catch them.
So I've only got one leg.
Yeah, but you fucking work that leg.
I could probably hop faster than those fat bastards.
I mean, I don't think. I don't know if I've ever even seen Big Jim move quickly to do something.
One time when he dropped a Twinkie.
Oh, wow! Come on.
I move quick when I drop a Twinkie.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it'd be an old Twinkie now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Twinkies will be hitting the shelves in 3 weeks or so.
But the old ones never go bad.
I was going to say, and they'll be good for another 45 years or so. So that'll be
like, we had a guest on our show that was helping a guy move or do some shit, and he found a Twinkie, and he was hungry, and so he ate it, and it just happened to be a Twinkie that he'd been saving for like 15 years. He's like, you didn't eat my Twinkie, did you? He's like, yeah, I'll give you a box. And he's like... Dude, that was my
15-year-old Twinkie.
He's like, did it taste weird? And he's like, no, it was delicious.
It's fucking wonderful.
I get it out.
It tasted like straight preservative. Mm-hmm. Because that's all it is.
He has a 3-year-old KFC biscuit in his fridge.
Yeah,
doesn't have one speck of mold or any deterioration.
Oh, it won't. Have you seen the McDonald's thing?
French fries. Oh yeah. Well, the one guy
with the 10-year burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross, right?
I don't eat there anymore.
Not even bugs will eat it.
Yeah, the bugs are like, no, this is not of this earth. What did you do to this fucking cow?
Yeah,
exactly. Before you killed it.
After.
What did you mix with this cow?
Exactly. We are eating
zombified
food. There's
so much of the hide in there, I think, is what it is. It's the leather that keeps it together.
The leather keeps it together.
Hey, they don't take the hide off.
Sounds like a new McDonald's phrase. The leather keeps it together.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's one of my final questions. When are you moving to L.A.?
Never.
Okay, good. I don't want you to. I
have a joke about... actually, this is why I don't work in L.A. I had a joke where I was talking about how... I work at Domino's, and my boss is a total Nazi. I don't think he's mean or anything. He just wants me to make sure the ovens are always full. and that joke is why I'll never work in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's funny because everyone's like, well, when are you moving to Hollywood? Well, fuck, if I can't get work in Portland as a Portland guy, there's no fucking way I'm going to work in L.A. Yeah. So I need to have a plan so I can be not wherever I live. I try to not be there. That's my plan, is to like
and
wherever.
I've heard from several comics that have relocated. That even if you're fairly popular and you relocate, it's kind of like starting over.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but you still have your game. And that's thing is that that'll
Well, you have your experience, and all that stuff. But as far as being known, like in particular, Richard Bain was on the Big and Loud podcast, and he was talking about how it's fucking hard, man.
Bain is a great comic.
He is, dude.
I could hear his jokes over and over on repeat and laugh every time.
Yep. And I remember the first time I met him at Diablo's in Eugene, and I just happened to have a Trailer Park Boys shirt on, and that was enough for him to strike up a conversation with me, and then found out he's really cool. And then we followed him over. He did a double show that night, and he told the joke about not wearing underwear at a party, you know. And so then
it's called going commando.
Yeah, so we had just happened to have a roll of toilet paper in the car. So when we zipped over to the El Dorado to watch his second show, we knew he was going to do that joke, so we brought it in. And right when he said that, my wife threw a pack of toilet paper on the stage. Fucking crowd goes wild, and he did a little, I don't know, impromptu thing off of it, and it was just hilarious. And so we kind of bonded that night. I only met him one other time since then. He probably wouldn't know me if he saw me or whatever.
You don't really forget someone like you, Terry.
Wow. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's both, actually.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you know, you see someone like someone that you were coming up with, Ron Funches, go to.
Oh,
what's
I
up with that
Ron.
Success story? It was fucking awesome,
isn't
it?
It is what it is. Everyone knew he was a star from the first minute they met him. It was just a matter of time. So everyone's like,
because I've watched some old videos of him from like Harvey's in like 2009 and stuff, and he didn't have his magic that he has now.
He was still funny. But
hilarious.
Not,
but
he was
the delivery,
not,
just,
I did a show with him in Lake Oswego right before he left for LA.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a good set opening. I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, it's probably a 7.5 or an 8. It was a fucking good, very solid set.
Mm-hmm.
He went in there and got a laugh. Literally, I counted every other sentence.
Yeah.
Which is almost unheard of, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you're talking about a bunch of stuck up fucking rich pricks in Lake Oswego, and he fucking killed
them
the whole time.
Yep.
So, because we used to argue who was funnier, me or Ron. And at about a year before he left, I was like, all right, I concede, you're funnier than me, but it's fucking close.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter though, because not only is he just unbelievably talented,
right.
he's also like a good people. He's very smart and savvy about his game. I love Ron, but he's
doing something right because he's doing multiple
he's
work. I mean, me and my godson watch Disney a lot,
and he's on there.
Crash and Bernstein. He shows up and he's been on, I think, every episode, like 10, 15 minutes of a 30-minute episode. It's pretty cool to, you know, because I spoke with him and did a show with him in Eugene, and I looked up to him at that point, and he's like, he told me I was funny, which, you know, as a comic, it always makes you feel good when someone that you really admire says you're funny, whether they were being
funny.
Serious.
Ron story about that too was, you know, when you go, because you're like, oh, Ron said that in a minute, watch me. Ron, did a mic, and Tim Allen was closing it out or whatever.
Right.
And Tim Allen told him he was funny.
Yeah.
And so it's that same, what you got from Ron, he got from.
On a much larger scale.
Well, it just goes up and up and up and up.
Exactly.
And so, like, I'm sure if Bill Cosby told Tim Allen he was funny, he'd be like, thank you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so it just goes up and up and up.
Yep.
And the good part about knowing someone like Ron is that he's a, it's a, like a blueprint, I guess. Like, okay, you can be successful, but you've got to do these things too.
Right.
And that's all you do. It's a ride. It's always been a fucking ride. And where you go is dictated mostly by you and how much you're willing to learn, how much you're willing to improve. Because so many people don't want to listen. They just want to go and do.
Right.
And that's fine because I'll fucking see you guys when I come back to town. But at the same time, you've got to continually listen. Like when you're on the road, it's literally like being in the minor leagues when you're on the road doing triples and stuff, because the headliner that you work with is generally better than you.
Oh.
Not always, but usually.
Yeah.
And when they're better than you, you better fucking listen to that, because you've got 36 hours of drive time with this dude or lady or whoever it is. You had best.
You might just get left in Pendleton, right?
well, that story never gets
inside
old
joke,
to me.
I know. And the video that you made your Angry Birds pillow or whatever the
that
fuck
was right
that,
in there.
Was it?
Yeah, I have a little Angry Bird in my room. I was living with Boomer at the time. And that was on Boomer's couch.
That
I was like, Ronnie. Because Ron's a big boy. Everyone felt, oh my God, I can't believe you left my. Ron was a fucking Marine.
Yeah.
He was a Marine. He's not going to get, he's not going to die in Pendleton, man.
Yeah.
Come on, seriously? It's a 3-hour drive. He could have hitchhiked home.
Yeah.
And so.
Now, if the story was reversed, Tim.
I would feel bad for Tim.
Tim might not have been able to fend so well for himself.
Yeah, Tim would probably wind up being a sex slave at this point.
He'd still be in Pendleton, working on the street.
Crying himself to sleep every night,
filling one-liners on the street.
I love Tim, too. Yeah. That whole story was fucked up. And Tim had a rough week. It wasn't like it was 100% Tim just being a dick. Tim had a rough week, and Ron was being a dick because he's Ron Osborne. And you don't have to listen to me about Ron Osborne. Go and ask any fucking comic that grew up under
Ron
Osborne.
Yeah,
and he's a very, very, very good comic. But I know he can get on people's nerves.
Is that Ozzy's brother?
Hardly. Yeah. I don't know. He's way younger than Ozzy, right? So he's probably
so
like
is
his
it
nephew.
50?
Yeah.
All right.
Is he? Is he 50?
At least maybe 40s.
Okay.
He looks younger than he is.
He does.
But except when he gets mad. When he gets mad and his eyes get red, you can start to see
his
age. But
with his rage comes his age. He's like
Ron's like a super yoga guy, so like he's in
that's right. Okay, now I forgot. I heard him on Big and Loud too, and he talked all about the chakras and the mantras and the mantras and the fucking whatever the fuck those things are.
Ron's,
and he's talking about doing comedy at like these weird like yoga festival things.
Yeah, the thing is that's funny is that Richie Stratton was talking about this, about how he's like Ron is like a city version of a yoga guy, because he'd be like namaste, namaste, nice tits, namaste.
I like to mix it in there a little bit, right?
You gotta be a grown up, I guess. Anyway, fuck, good
times.
That's
too funny. So you're not moving to LA?
Not for a while, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get enough money to go down and visit Ron, though, because I told him when he makes it and he's rich, I get to live in his pool house. That's already in the fucking.
Well, he might not have made it, but he's on his way, dude.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
he's blowing up. He's
got that NBC. Series is coming out.
Well, he's on two series, I think, right now.
He's writing for Kroll Show, right?
Yeah, he's.
They just wrapped that up. I saw.
He'd be all right.
Yeah, he's doing his thing down there. Which I'm sure, when you leave, and take the plunge. It's got to be scary.
Well, in his case, you know? He knew he was ready, and he had a management team and stuff like that. And it's funny too to hear, because you'll hear people talking about, I just want to do it for the art, and they would bring up Ron's name, like Ron is a fucking manager and shit. Ron Funches is very knowledgeable of the fucking game. He right. knows goddamn well what he's doing.
Right.
And so sure. he didn't leave for LA until he knew he was 100% ready.
Yeah.
He had a team behind him, and he was getting so that if he went to LA, he could still do gigs outside of LA that would pay his bills, even if he wasn't working.
Right.
And then when you start working on the fucking TV shows and shit, you know, you get paid.
Yeah,
he's Ron. Like I said, knows the game, and I would like to be like that when I grow up.
Yeah, for sure. And to see someone that you kind of, did you guys start together? Kind of.
We were in the same town. Like we were around each other, but we didn't really start hanging out
around the same time, though. Is what
yeah,
I mean. Yes.
About 6 or so months. I ran into him at Harvey's. Ron, actually, entertainingly, Ron Osborne didn't want to host the open mic after the show, and I was already up there. So he's like, "Hey, host the open mic for me." And the first time that I hosted the open mic unofficially was the first time that I got to introduce Ron.
Oh, right on.
Ran into him, and I introduced him as the black guy that lives in Salem.
Cool.
I was like the one. He's the guy.
And see, you know, a lot of people think that, like, shit. I forgot what I was going to say.
That happens.
Yeah, we're talking about...
So Twinkies, huh, Gat?
Yeah,
that Twinkies,
was good
man.
Weed, too.
I'm talking about the Chocodiles, though,
that's,
man.
Snowballs.
I hear, though, that they still sell Chocodiles in certain markets. They just don't sell them here.
Well, you know, that's fucking life. And I'll be honest, I think when Hostess makes their big push, maybe we'll see some Chocodiles, right?
I don't know, man.
I would send a
Keep
letter.
Keep the faith, bro.
You know, if not, though, I don't know if you know this about eBay. We were talking about eBay earlier, but eBay there's a good market for seasonal candy. Like if you like robin's eggs, but
right.
you can't get them any other times but Easter.
I can imagine.
You can go on eBay. You can get the Easter M&Ms. You can get the
they're old candy though.
You can get the Halloween. You can get the Reese's Pieces or peanut butter cup tree Christmas trees.
The older the candy, the sweeter the juice.
Yes,
yeah, so
I
you go over to your local Walgreens, pick up all that Easter candy they have left, and go and sell it over on eBay.
Does it cost more?
Yes, it does.
It's a service, man. It's
sold for like $5-6.
Yeah, you buy something for $2 or $3, you sell it for $6. That's
what I wouldn't do for some cookies and cream Twix, even though they'd be about 25 years old.
You know what I actually really enjoyed as far as candy goes? This isn't like a news thing, but the mint Three Musketeers.
Oh yeah,
I have not tried those yet.
Seriously, that's diabetes in a bar, and I'll take every fucking bite because it's fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You chop up next time you make some chocolate chip cookies, chop up some fresh mint and throw it in there in the batter.
You guys did great when I forgot what I was saying. You just ran with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now do you have it now? Or
I was going to say that, you know, a lot of people will get jealous, but if I was coming up with someone like that, I would just be like thinking it's all that more possible.
Right.
You know,
well, like, and it depends on your relationship with the person. Like, you would get jealous if you kind of didn't like that person.
Well, there might be a tinge of jealousy, but if you're friends, yeah, I guess if you're not friends.
And to be fair, I am jealous of what Ron has done. To be completely clear, I am jealous of what he's done.
But not in a bad
but
way.
But not in a
right?
I don't want to destroy Ron and take what he's got.
Right.
I want to get what Ron has by
You're
earning
covetous.
It
covetous.
Right.
You and, covet what he
well,
has.
Well, I thought covetous was bad.
It is. So is jealousy.
It is.
But I don't think so. Like, they talked about this, too, on a podcast a while ago, how it's just kind of it's a map. It says, okay, you've done this. So
Isn't
I know
it just
I can
inspiring
do you.
For you?
Yeah.
That's what
it is. He's an inspiration to
right.
you.
Exactly.
He is the wind beneath your wings, damn it.
I wouldn't go that far.
You guys,
the two of you
need to start the Funchcast.
We actually did a show, years ago. Called the Basement Boys, but we called it the Lords of Laughter Show.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty stupid, but it was a bad.
Would that be LOL?
Yes.
Oh, right. Before LOL was cool.
Well, it was kind of in that range, but it was the Lords of Laughter. But because I don't even know why, it was just that's what we went with.
Right.
But we would have like, you know, a couple Portland comics on, and we did like 6 episodes or something.
Hmm.
But yeah, and then we were like, yeah, this is I'm Ron was. Unimpressed. I was unimpressed, and it was like it was a good idea. And this was before everybody had a show. This was when.
Is like, that available anywhere?
You could probably look it up on YouTube, and I don't know. They're the pilots on YouTube. I don't know where the rest of it is.
Lords
I'd have to look
laughter.
For it. Yes, the Lords of Laughter. We even had an intro and everything with the fanfare music. Bum, 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 bum. Right,
Sweet.
It was good.
Nice.
Cool. Well, I'm going to get to this quick segment. We do it every time, and our one constant listener will be sad if we don't do it. So.
Oh, better.
What? We have a guy named Hans.
Hans.
Yeah, he plays in a band with me, and he has always got a good CD in his player. So, and he likes Black Sabbath too. So,
why is it gotta be Black Sabbath?
Because he's racist.
Have you heard the new Black Sabbath?
No.
Have you heard the new Red Sabbath?
No.
Not nearly as good.
Today, Hans is listening to a band that a lot of people haven't heard of. They're called VHOL, and they're from San Francisco.
Do you say that, Vahol?
You just say VHOL. I don't know if it stands for something or if it's Vahol. But,
you're always mentioning okay. Stan.
The singer from Yob, the guitarist from Yob, sings for the band. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And good job, Hans, because I want that. So why don't you burn me a copy there, buddy, and bring it to practice next
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, Hans.
Yeah. And now what have you been listening to? We always ask our guests.
Okay.
Because we like music.
I want I want you to name five bands that you think I listen to.
Ludacris.
Okay.
Vanilla Ice.
Obviously.
Digital Underground.
Tool.
Tool. And?
Billy Idol.
Billy Joel.
Aside from obviously Vanilla Ice, don't really listen to any real hip hop. I listen to a little bit. Like I'll listen to something, you know, like I'll listen to some Eminem before he started getting shitty.
Yeah.
And
NWA.
I actually, my brother's a rapper.
Okay.
And so
cool.
I grew up.
You're a bit of a rapper. I've heard you rap several times about getting fired.
Okay. I have written rhymes for people and stuff, but I've never been really much of a rapper, but, I don't mind the hip hop music as much as I am a big fucking dork.
Well, of course.
Okay. So things to know about me, U.S. Chess Federation member. let's see here. I have been playing chess. I actually used to play chess competitively on a pretty high level where I would go to Vegas, which is where I saw my first comedy show. I went to the National Open in 1997, was too young to be in the comedy club at the bar, at the hotel, but I had a ticket because it came with when you buy into the tournament, they give you a free ticket for staying at the hotel. So I got a free ticket to the comedy club. So I just handed them the ticket like nothing was wrong. And I went right in and I saw John Fox and, who was it? Michael Finney, John Fox, who recently died.
Yeah.
But Michael Finney opened for him. I don't really remember a ton of Michael Finney stuff, but I do remember John Fox. And here's the first joke I heard from a headliner ever in comedy. Here's how it starts. So two firemen are butt-fucking in a smoke-filled room. That was the first taste of a headliner I ever had.
Well, now I know why you're like you are.
Yeah. But anyway, as far as music goes, my favorite band by far, Bare Naked Ladies.
Wow.
Without
okay.
question.
But not that one song about the chicken.
I could go either way. It's in my opinion, that's not their style. They just got pressured into doing something that they kind
of
do.
That's like a lot of bands, and they get a hit out of it, and then everybody thinks that's what they are, but they're not.
If you want to see, if you want some real deep Bare Naked Ladies stuff, What a Good Boy, great cut. Off the Hook, great.
Okay.
There's like a mountain of great Bare Naked Ladies songs that that no one knows about or fucking cares
about. A mountain
about.
Of Bare Naked Ladies. That sounds fun.
I know, right? I have a binder full of Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, my God.
Don't
be getting political on me.
So
is that what you've listened to most recently, though?
Definitely
or?
My favorite band. Most recently.
Yeah, like something you chose.
By the way, their new album did just drop.
Oh, okay.
So Bare Everyone Naked thought Ladies. They were together. Steve Page left. A Day That Will Live in Infamy, June 9th, 2009. Anyway, but
a big fan indeed.
But but they're still good even without him. But they're just not as good.
Right.
You know, when Old Dirty died, but they're still Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Okay.
Apparently, Guster. Oh God, I love Guster. That's Gnosis. I actually like Gnosis music. Have you played one show with them, right?
Yeah.
I love their stuff. They're like, okay, here's hard rock. Here's soft rock, and here's like Dave Matthews Band. They're like here, right?
They're in between Dave Matthews and hard rock.
And hard rock. They're somewhere in that. They're still. I mean, some raw songs you can fucking rock out to, but they can also like carry a slower song. So, it's,
are they dumping their turds on people over bridges? Like Dave Matthews?
No,
did?
But God, that was hilarious.
What?
Right? We're just gonna dump our shit right here. It should be fine.
I didn't hear about that.
No, the Dave Matthews tour bus was going over a steel bridge, I think it was, somewhere. And you can't dump, like, in rivers anyway.
Right.
And so they decided that would be the perfect opportunity to dump all their crap out of their tour bus.
Right.
You know, just as a boat
filled with tourists.
Filled with tourists is going underneath it and got splattered.
All over.
You're not even supposed to go number two on the tour bus.
Thank you, Terry. That's rule number one. You don't poop on the tour bus.
No, you piss in it and you bag it out the window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not fucking shit on the tour bus.
And if you do, you stir it around, right?
If it's yellow, keep it mellow. If it's brown, stir it around.
You know what my rule is, actually? This is my conservation rule.
Okay.
If it doesn't stink, use the sink.
Oh,
that's been my rule.
All right. Okay, on all of them, good. That's a great way to end the show here.
Well,
just keep that in mind, you guys.
By the way, on Twitter, occasionally I do Sink Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of all the sinks that I've pissed in that week.
Cool.
So
follow you at Will Woodruff.
At Will Woodruff. One word. Just saying.
I like rules that rhyme. So like old enough to pee, old enough for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
If she smokes, she pokes.
Uh huh. That one's still true, right?
If she's still in prison, fuck her anyway.
That rhymes.
If
she sucks, she probably fucks.
Well,
you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
So you got the 501 comedy coming up. That's what's the date on?
That's July 13th down in Salem.
Okay. And
I'll be headlining that show.
Nothing else booked right now?
Well, I got some other stuff, but it's a little farther after that. I've got a show with Travis Kenny on the 26th, but we're still not sure about the venue.
That guy's funny.
I like Travis. He gave me some clothes.
Yeah.
Gave me some clothes.
Right on.
And then I got Harvey's in August. And then I've got some. Oh, yeah. And then in November. I'm booked in November.
All right.
So I'm way out. I'm booked way out.
Yeah.
Right on.
But now
hit me up for January 2012, 14, 16, whenever.
I have a long-standing deal with a place in Baker City. And so they bring me and Richie Stratton out.
Oh, cool. Fun, so. Right on.
Right on. They got a lot of bakeries over there?
No, actually. Surprisingly not. Everyone's high.
Well, you think if it was a Baker City, eventually at some point it would have been a city of mostly
bakers,
right?
One would assume.
Yeah.
No, not even really cooks.
Huh. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, all it's right. Like we don't cook on the stovetop.
We bake everything in the oven.
Yep.
Oh!
Even soup.
Shit.
Even you know who.
You can pour a can of soup in like a tray and bake it.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Like in a sheet, you know, with the ridges,
right.
And then you just pour your soup on there, mm-hmm. And so it's like about an inch thick when you're cooking it.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Will.
I'm glad to have finally made it.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
awesome.
Glad to come into my basement in order
to
excite me enough to get me down here. And I'm sorry that I'm a terrible person.
You're the first basement we came in.
I'm still going to eat your pizza.
All right.
And, thank you for having me. If you're listening, Hans, come out and see me in Salem.
He will.
He will.
He lives in Albany. He'll be there for sure.
Word.
All right. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Yay.
Later. How'd you know? It's time for plugs. Hey, Taggets, what's up? I'm telling you, and you're doing it. I started saying that, and I'm going to keep on saying it. July 13th in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater, a great comedy show with Jackie Cashian. Whitney Streed, local comic, opening up, and John Washington emceeing the show. Go to that. It's a Saturday night. If you're not in the Portland area and you'd rather get your face melted off, as they say, go to the Dixie Creek Saloon. 30-pound test in her memory and the special guest, which is, I don't know yet, the free show. It's 9 o'clock, 21 and over. It's Dave Wilson's birthday bash. He's the guy that rounds up the Willamette Valley local music scene. Also in July, we've got Black Flag on the 18th at the Hawthorne Theater with Piggy and Good For You. Hawthorne's got a lot of good shows coming up, including the 20th of July, 6 Feet Under, Cannabis Corpse, and Decrepit Birth. July 30th, it's the Gigantour, Megadeth, Black Label Society, Hell Yeah, Newstead, and a bunch of other bands. That's in Everett, Washington at the Comcast Arena. We were talking the other day. Hell Yeah, great name for a band. Not really. I got a new band. It's called Fuck No. Also July 18th, just announced, Jim Gaffigan at the Holt Center. He will talk about Hot Pockets, I'm sure, at least at one point. July 27th, the Flaming Lips will be at the Edgefield McMinimums out in Troutdale, I think it is, up in Portland. Check that out. Flaming Lips. Hans, you should go to that. I know you love those guys. July 28th, it's Rush at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. They'll have vending machines and washing machines on stage, probably, and maybe a couple mattresses up there for you to take a little nap during the 2112 overture. Who knows what's going on with those folks. July 31st, this is for you, Zach Rowe. Every Time I Die is coming to Hawthorne Theater. You missed him last year. Go see him. July 31st. August 2nd, Blue Oyster Cult at the Benton County Fairgrounds in Corvallis. That's the first band I ever saw live. They had an explosion on stage and it blacked me out during Don't Fear the Reaper. Too much cowbell. August 5th at the Hawthorne, it's The Sword. I saw those guys with Caius and Yab and they rock my sock off. They'll be playing with Castle and American Sharks, which is a weird name for a band, but very cool, I guess. Let's see what else we got. August 8th at the Grand Theater in Salem, Doug Benson bringing his brand of stoner comedy to Salem at the Grand Theater. Only 450 seats are available. Some of them are probably already gone. It will probably sell out. And if you don't want to go to that, check out Foghat. That's also August 8th. The Monteith Park, free, Rhythm of Rhythms. You know, they don't got all the original members, but they'll be playing some Slow Ride. You know that. August 20th, it's the Melvins and Honky at the Wonder Ballroom. Both great bands. Check those guys out. Black Sabbath at the Gorge, August 24th. August 29th, we got Gary Newman of In Cars fame at the Wow Hall. September 8th, the Uproar Festival with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and a whole bunch more. Also at the Sleep County Country Amphitheater. At the Wow Hall in Eugene, got all-girl Led Zeppelin tribute band. No, wait, they're not all girls. I don't know what I'm saying. But they're called Led Zeppelin. That's September 12th. I'm talking shit right now is what I'm doing. Got a bunch of cool metal shows coming up at the Hawthorne Theater in October. Lots of time to make plans for these. October 11th, Diamond Head and Raven. October 13th, Creator and Overkill. October 25th, Godflesh. All at the Hawthorne Theater. I'll be at the Baghdad Theater on August 30th to do comedy. I'll be at the Wetlands on July 18th to do comedy. That's in Eugene on 9th and Garfield. And I think that's all I got for you guys now. Thanks for listening to the plugs. Now go back to listening to all the episodes of the TagCast podcast that you have failed to hear yet. Get out there and do something fun, you guys. Peace out.